Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Imagine living every day filled and overflowing with God's supply for your daily affairs, health for your body, joy for your relationships, provision for your family, guidance for your career, and strength for your ministry. Beloved, God's heart is to care and provide for you every day of your life. Will you accept His invitation to be your shepherd so you can live protected and fear-free under the wings of the Almighty? Psalm 23 paints a beautiful picture of our Good Shepherd, Jesus, caring for us, His beloved flock. He feeds, protects, and leads us to rest so that we lack no good thing. In this uplifting message by Evangelist Paul Akwa titled, Depend on the Good Shepherd, learn how you can experience the abundant life that Jesus has for you when you allow Him to shepherd and feed you. Let's join in.
There is no better loved picture of Jesus than the Good Shepherd. We must be totally dependent on the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus compares His relationship with believers as that of sheep and the shepherd. We therefore need to see ourselves as sheep in our relationship to God. God is the good shepherd. Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lay his life for the sheep. You see, sheep cannot do anything for the shepherd. That's one thing we must know. What an incredible statement that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords declares Himself as a good shepherd to His followers. It's a great privilege to know that the Almighty God has put Himself as our caretaker. Truly, we are kept by the power of God. How grateful we are to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Where are you, my friend? If we can totally depend on the shepherd, that's the perfect place that God wants you to be. So I ask you again, where are you? Are you dependent on the shepherd? That's the perfect place that God wants you and I to be. Sheep cannot do anything for the shepherd except totally dependent on the shepherd. Many people still believe that there's something they can do for the Lord. But sheep are committed to the shepherd because the shepherd provides for them. The shepherd protects them, feeds them, and cares for them, and leads them wherever they need to go. The good shepherd is Christ Jesus, and He is dependable, so depend on Him. Many people have friends with whom they can experience good things in life, or if they have got difficulties in life, they have somebody to share them with. All of us have friends that we thought we can depend upon, but they prove not to be very dependable. Childhood friends grow up and drift apart. Adult friends are too busy to engage. But Jesus Christ is our good shepherd who is always available. He's always there for us. Maybe your friends were dependable in some ways, but somehow not dependable. The truth is, none of us can be adequate enough to meet all of anybody's needs. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to shepherd our souls. He is the shepherd of our souls, my friend. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. This is recorded in John chapter 10 verses 11 to 13. Jesus speaking to his hearers. We are not living the Christian life alone. We are not abandoned because the good shepherd is there to face any difficulties and any problems that come our way. How we need a shepherd, if we can notice that. It isn't enough to be saved. God has called us to be somebody. He has called us to accomplish something in His name, on His behalf. And so He leads us with His Holy Spirit. What He has already done for us enables us to do everything that we could ever need or want to do. He said to His early disciples, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." If we can get to the place where we can totally depend on God, our shepherd, for everything, we will be exactly where God wants us to be, totally dependent on Him and the finished work of Jesus Christ. This is what He said, "I am a good shepherd." He is matchless. You cannot compare Him to anybody. He knows what we need. The good shepherd knows what the sheep need to accomplish the things we want to accomplish in life, the things we cannot do within our own strength. My friend, depend on the good shepherd. He is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Commit yourself to Him. Do you understand both the needs of the sheep and the many cares of the shepherd? Do you? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Can you also say, "The Lord is your shepherd," or "The Lord is my shepherd"? Is it so? I'm asking you. How many people over the years have said, "The Lord is my shepherd, He is my king"? But is it real? Is it something we experience? Do they mean it? Are we experiencing His lordship and His leadership? Are we in tune with the Lord's presence and His word in our lives as He should be? Is our relationship to Him like that of the sheep and shepherd? You may answer that question for yourself. Or we have gone astray and scattered our sheep without a shepherd. But sheep are defenseless, weak, and foolish. And all they must do is to follow the good shepherd for their security. God is the shepherd of our soul. He is our provider. He is our preserver. He is our director. And indeed, our everything. My friend, commit yourself to the Lord, knowing that the shepherd is providing for you, He's feeding you, He's protecting you, and caring for you. Hallelujah. This good shepherd I'm talking about is always available. He's always there for you. All of us have people in our lives that we can think of as being there for us. People who we can trust. They love us and we love them in return. But God is the kind of shepherd who is available at all times. No other person can say to you, "I will always be with you." There are a lot of people who would like to say that. Husbands and wives who love each other would say, "I will never leave you or forsake you." But you need to know that one of these days, death, which is inevitable, is coming. No one can say, "I will always be available." We have a shepherd who said, "I am a good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. You see, this is what Jesus said in John 10 verses 11 to 13. Notice what he said elsewhere. He said, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." God has said, "Never will I leave you nor forsake you." This is incredible. My friend, have confidence in the shepherd that you are following. When he was about to leave this earth, he said, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." John 14, 16. This was Jesus speaking to His early disciples. He was not talking about His second coming, but at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to anoint the believers in Christ. Jesus Christ was coming in the person of the Holy Spirit to live in us and live through our lives. So that every single believer has the good shepherd, the Holy Spirit, to guide them. The person of the Holy Spirit living inside of us and guiding us every step of the way. He is always available. He will never leave you or forsake you. He's always adequate. He's more than enough. We have a shepherd who is absolutely adequate. He is more than sufficient. You cannot think of anything, any solution, any situation, any circumstance of life which our good shepherd, who is our genuine lifetime shepherd, trying to find out what to do. No, he knows exactly what to do in every situation. As sheep, we only need to remember that we don't know, but God knows. He said to Peter in Luke chapter 22, that, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. You see, he knows it before it ever happens. He knows it beforehand. He has seen it before and had made preparation so that we don't live in fear and a sense of hopelessness. We live in the sufficiency of our good shepherd, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, enabling us to face every single circumstance of life, no matter what. He is available and he is adequate. He is more than sufficient to face it. Say hallelujah to that. He is dependable. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's what he said. Therefore, you and I can say with confidence that the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is my shepherd. I will never be afraid. I will lack nothing. What can bad situations do to me? You can say that as well. We have his word that you and I should not live a single day of our lives afraid. I didn't say sometimes we may not face difficulties. I didn't say sometimes we may not face problems. But the truth is, once you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, he becomes your shepherd who is with you forever. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. We have an awesome encounter with the good shepherd, unmatched by any friend, by any husband, by any wife or anyone else you can have, because no one can promise to be there for you every time to meet every situation and circumstance. God didn't make any man or woman to be able to meet all of anybody's needs. That's one thing we must know. So let me ask you another question. Are you living your life in your own strength, in your own knowledge, in your own wisdom? Are you working things out yourself? Are you facing life apart from having this good shepherd who is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent? Are you facing life apart from him? He is the one who will help you to understand things you need to understand. If you are living your life apart from him, here is something you can watch out for. You will never feel content. You will never be satisfied. No matter how much you accomplish, no matter how much material possessions you may possess, you will never be satisfied. You will never have contentment. You will never have real joy. Peace will come and just go. You will always be searching because there is something missing in your life. And that which is missing is the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Remember, he said, I am a good shepherd. I lay down my life for you. And so if you have not trusted Christ as your personal savior, then you cannot depend on this good shepherd. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.